Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm bad, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Boy, Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Oh, what's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know what it is, baby. It's the chairman. Lawless Radio is on live. Y'all know what y'all got to do right now. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring about five or six friends so we can get it in. You dig? Hey, late on the show, man. Got your man Bobby Lundy going to kick it with me. Ebony Slater is talking about coming through hanging with me. You never know who's going to be on the show, but I'm going to throw this disclaimer out there for y'all real quick. I apologize. But, hey, what that song say? It's a rainy night in Georgia. Hey, we've been having power flickering now for the past 20 minutes, man. So if I lose y'all, if I'm unable to finish the show, I apologize in advance. Shout out to all of y'all who are here with me. Thank y'all for taking the opportunity to check out the show. Love y'all. Thank y'all very much. But, hey, this is what they call God's will, and you can't step in the center of that. The reality of it is everything that we're on right now is powered by electricity. It'll be no problem if I was just on the phone with y'all, but because the board and everything is powered by electricity, hey, if I lose power, I cannot stay with y'all. But I'm going to kick it with y'all while I can. So let me go over here right now and get the phone line going. Who I got on the line? I know it's Miss Busy.
Yeah, what's going on? It's me, Bobby London.
Hey, Bobby, what's going on with you, bro?
Man, nothing much, Doctor. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. I got to learn how to swim in the GA, baby.
Okay. And I'm sorry about the misfortune with the electricity problem y'all are going through right now. But, you know,
hey,
like you said, God's will and whatever happens, you know what I'm saying, it'll be good.
Hey, that's it right there, man. No problem, man. I mean, it's been crazy like this in Atlanta, man. I mean, what was it? We ended 3 weeks straight of rain a week ago. So since last week, we just had some little drizzling and stuff, but we haven't had rain for 3 weeks straight. I'm talking 40-day, 40-night type situation. We were getting rain. We talking about the real deal, man. So I guess it's time to come back and visit, man.
Man, most definitely. You know, I'm hoping to get there soon. But, you know, like I said, this is the beginning of my launch of my career. So, like, I really can't even call, you know, what I'll be doing even tomorrow, you know. You know, I'm just very fortunate and happy and blessed to be able to, you know, be putting my dream in move, you know. So
you go right there, man.
I'll get that over.
Hey, man, that's what it is. It's all a work in progress, man. I mean, when you kick off, man, and you're trying to do it, man, everything pretty much, man, it's about what you put in it. You know, you got that person that's sitting in the crib and dreaming about it and wishing and hoping and praying, but they're not getting out putting they butts behind the action, you know, behind their thoughts. So, you know, it's no action. So, you know, they get out of it what they put in it, you know.
Right,
but I mean,
right.
Now, as far as project and stuff, man, what's going on, man? Because, I mean, I got that in the dark, and that in the dark, man, you know, man, I ain't the cat to say it because you on the show, man. I mean, I get a 100. So if it's I say, yeah, man, you know, that joint cool, man. That, you know, but if the joint is the joint, man, if that song is any indication of what to expect, man, I mean, man, so many kudos to you because, I mean, I really feel that joint.
Man, appreciate it, bro. Bless it. You know, and there's more that's to come behind that also. You know, I came up there in the era of music where music was kind of, you know, it was pure, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just trying to keep that alive, you know, through myself, my works, and also, you know, my brother, which is my producer, Double JP Productions. You know, that brother, you know, he's special, you know. And,
yeah.
And that's basically what we're doing. We're just trying to bring that good feel back, you know. And, you know, this song is called In the Dark. And, yeah, it's a little ballad and everything, but there's also logic behind my madness. You know, I'm also speaking about, you know, we're living in a dark time right now. And a lot of people ain't really believing in love anymore, you know. You know, it's just about, like, hey, she looked good, or he got that going on, and that's it. But, you know, when it comes down to, you know, influencing these children and everything, it starts at home. You know, they got to see a real relationship. You know,
it's serious. I was telling one of my partners. You know, he was just talking about, you know, putting his goon hand and everything down on the kids and everything. You know, and you know, he's giving me some compliments on my kids. You know, and I appreciate it. You know, by no stretch of the imagination. You know, I don't want nobody to think, you know, it's perfect. I mean, man, I have to put my goon hand down too. But I mean, I think one of the greatest things that I did was show my boys through their mother, you know, how to treat a lady. You know, and I show my girls through their mother how they should be treated.
Exactly.
You know, and when you establish those respects, when you have those respects established,
mm-hmm.
anything that come out of that is nothing but great. Because, I mean, how great are you if you treat, you know, the woman you say you love or the woman you done married, you know, or the woman that done gave birth to your kids, if you treat her like crap, how much are you really respecting yourself? You saying that you tie yourself to garbage.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is the type of world we're living in, you know, like this is the time of awareness, you know, we got to already, like, you know, we got to wake up.
Right.
This is it. This is the move. So, yeah, in the dark, you know, we're going to find love in the dark.
Yeah, we are, man. But when you're talking about music and bring it back to music, who are some of the people out there right now that you can say, you know, hey, I wouldn't mind, you know, doing a concert? Because, you know, it's one thing to do that tour and to make a few dollars, but it's that one thing to, man, I wouldn't mind sharing a stage, sharing a building with this person. Who are some of the people out there?
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of exciting, you know, performers, artists, entertainers out here. To be able to just pick one or two out, you know, I feel like I'll be leaving, you know, a lot of people out.
Yeah.
My thing has just been like, you know, there's a lot of great artists that maybe was in the end of the 90s phase, you know, kind of faded out during that time. I like to see some of them come back, you know, and
right.
share the stage with some of them, you know, like I came up on the Jodeci era, you know. Oh,
yeah.
I would love to see Devontae Swing do his thing, you know.
Yes,
but,
yes.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, and it's not just in R&B, also the hip-hop. You know, there's some true hip-hop MCs out there that, you know, I didn't take that path of, you know, MCing, but at the same time, I would feel, you know, so gracious to be able to share the stage with some of them, you know.
Right. But let me tell you, the first feel I got when I heard the joint, man, I don't know if anybody said this to you, it put me so much in the mind of that Maya joint, man. It's all about me.
Yeah.
And when you listen to it, man, I mean, it's got that 90s, that 90s sway about it. You know, the 90s joint had like that joint where you could slow dance to it, or you can bounce to it. You know, it was that certain sway that 90s music had that, you know, a lot of joints today really don't have. It's either a ballad or it's a up-tempo joint. It ain't that, man, I can just feel any kind of way on this joint, man. And I mean, just lyricism, you know, I dig that. I dug just the back and forth, man. I dug that.
Right. And see, you know, the thing is, between myself and Double JP, I believe like what we do is like within our music, our lyrics, our, you know, vocal arrangements, melodies, like we try not to so much pinpoint, you know, like what we're trying to put across, the, you know, the message. We're actually kind of like giving you a variety of like how you can feel with it. Like you said, you know, you can either groove to it, you can bounce to it, you know, it goes back and forth. So that's what makes it feel good music, so we like to call it, you know, because it gives you that opportunity. You know, nobody likes to feel pressured into like, when you hear this song, oh, this is that slow stuff, man, I don't even want to hear this right now, you know. There's certain people that's like that, you know, or somebody put something on, it's too hype, it's too hype, I'm going to get out of here. This kind of right here is something where it gives you a moment to like really appreciate the art in it, you know, and so it takes you to like wherever your mind can go, you know.
Right. Now, as far as the album, though, how many joints you are going to have on the album?
It's 15.
15?
15, yeah. the first half of the album is basically a lot of dance-type music. And the dance-type, you know, like I said, we're thinking outside the box here. You know, we're trying to be universal with this overseas. There's people like, you know, over in Norway, the United Kingdom, people that are aware of what we're doing. But, you know, we're trying to make it comfortable for them also. So, you know, I kind of like to call it European, like, dance music, so to say, with the R&B funk to it, you know.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Hey, that's the deal right there. That's the deal right there. Now, as far as putting it together, what did you do? Did you have a concept in mind when you sat down, or did you just hit the studio hard, come up with some hard stuff, and just choose what was hitting the album from there?
Well, I tell you like this, man. Like, for one, with studio, I don't really like wasting time in the studio. What usually happens is JP, he'll, you know, on his own all the time, when, you know, the angels that spoke to him, you know, he'll sit down and he'll, you know, make his music. And he's like, you know, he's a great producer to where, like, it's different styles that he can create. But he's worked with certain people enough to where he can, like, tell. Like, he and I, we sat back and, you know, done things behind the scenes, you know, musically, to where he knows my voice. He knows, like, my swag, and he'll be like, hey, check this out, you know, what you think about it. I'll listen to it, and, like, whatever I'm feeling, when I get in my little zone, I'll go ahead and create to it. By the time I go to the studio, I already know what I'm doing. I'm not wasting my time, his time, and we get it in, and we're out, you know.
And see, that's something that me and this guy was talking, had to be probably about a few weeks ago. And, you know, we're talking about the ups and the downs, the goods and the bads of the internet. And one of the things that I really believe that the internet took away was, you know, the creative juices. Because now, you know, originally you had producers and artists, they were working together, you know, so like you just said, the producer knows your voice. He knows how you're going to come off, so he can create, and y'all actually sit down and form a body, whereas now, because of the internet, you know, everybody and their mama throwing, you know, beats, you know, because, you know, it's not being produced, you know, it's a difference between producing and making a beat, you know, and what people do is they're putting these beats up, and you have a bunch of people on top of tracks, you know, and they don't sound right on it. It first off didn't fit their vocal, you know, or the lyric didn't go to it, or it just didn't sound like them, you know. And, you know, when you hear that, you can tell, you know. Now, as far as you as a producer, you know, exclusively, you know, are you into grabbing tracks and jamming down on them, or do you prefer to work the way you're working right now?
Well, I honestly would love to be able to, like, you know, experience other musicians, producers, so to say. The chemistry I have with WJP, though, I mean, that's, you know, that's to me in our phase and our era in music. You know, we look at each other like Mike and Quincy, you know. We're like the SOS band, you know, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, you know. So, you know, that's always going to be. But, you know, I can listen, you know, there's certain songs that come out, you know, in the industry or whatever. And, you know, you'll hear the track, and I remember, like, listening to songs, and when the music came on, it had me into the full song itself. But now, you know, you can see from other people when certain songs come on, somebody want to rap over the song, you know. Like, man, you know, you can't even respect the song because you're rapping over it. You know, the beat is hard, but whoever is on there is not complimenting it apparently good enough, you know. So there's sometimes I'll sit back and I'll listen to certain tracks on certain songs, and I'm like, man, you know, I would have loved to get off in that one, you know. So it's just a matter of time. You know, right now, like I said, I'm just trying to really make sure that before I step out of, you know, the valley over here, and, you know, it's Nashville, you know, I want to make sure, like, you know, because in ATL, man, where y'all at? Y'all work together great, man. That's one thing that we tip our hats off to y'all about, you know. And that's what we're trying to build here. Once we have that, man, I'm welcoming all producers, any musicians, everything. You know?
Hey, man, there you go right there. Hey, I'm finna throw a couple of joints, man, and I'm finna come back to you, and I'm gonna open up these phone lines, y'all, all right? Hey, this In the Dark, you got your man, Bobby London, Ebony Slater, all right? Lawless Radio, Grit Grind, yeah.
Bye. you're thrilling me. Every time I look in your eyes, this ain't just a physical thing. I'm making good love to your mind. I'm having deja vu from dreams of you.
Missouri and Texas. I don't even do that. Girl, that dress is stupid. Makes me wanna do it. I'm too big to move with, so I've been shot by Cupid. Added to this fluid, feeling like a homesick. So come be my stripper, you shy. To differ, so what's your bounty? I'll pay it if that will take you quicker. Drop it low, baby girl, abuse the flow. Dance, 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 like it's okay.
through a whole lot of trouble, man. Trials and tribulations. I'm just trying to be a better man. Looking for a better day. Let's go.
Somebody help me. Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside. Somebody tell me. There's some times I gotta swallow my pride.
But I'm innocent, working with the expectations of being filthy rich. I done stumbled and failed, but got back at it. To the streets, I'm addicted just like a addict. I wanna make a better way, live a better life. Be a better man while making my girl a better wife. Murder rate high, kids killing kids. It's bad when your homies living better in the pen. Every day that pass, I'm getting older. Faith getting weaker, heart getting colder. Maybe I ain't got what it take and won't acknowledge it. Safe to say I waited too late to be a college kid. So I gotta man up if I wanna eat. Get the wind under my wings, ground beneath my feet. This can't be life cause I ain't living well. I wanna break down but can't cause I refuse to fail.
Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside. Somebody help me. There's sometimes I gotta swallow my pride.
For help, but this a cruel world. They say life is a bitch and she a cruel girl. So the clan be trying to help the land deep, but the rap game is slow, looking for plan B. And they say a real man don't cry. Man crying probably told that lie, cause I cried like a baby when I found out my man got popped. And cried more seeing him in that box. Boo boo, I blame me. If I made pop, you wouldn't have been around. We would have been on the road rocking plenty crowds. So I feel like a failure. Didn't get to tell you that I love you cause you will stand up. I can't lose another brother, so I gotta work hard, be a better son to my mother. Be a role model for my son and my daughter. Lord help me get it all in order. I'm begging now.
Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside.
Watching the news each and every day, and I'm crying like a fool each and every day, and I feel like I'm a lose each and every day. Wish I could hop on a broom and just fly away. The front yard of our home should be super safe, so our kids can play and not catch a stray. My heart go to them babies with deep sentiments. Them kids lost their life and they was innocent, so we gotta step it up, gotta put the weapons up. Knocking off our own kind really ain't helping us. I done did dirt, played that hand, walked away when I could save that man. With all of my years doing wrong, if I can save our land, I'ma die trying to save our land. That's effort though. This a new day and I'm going all out. If you real, you gotta feel it. Help me as I call out. Both.
Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside.
This is the realest song I ever wrote. Got on this track and I'm pulling my heart out.
It's your boy Bo Deal, boss of Chicago, ground up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what it do, man. Get right or get left. Bo. Sweeper!
Yeah, man. That was that Bo Deal, man. I'm trying, man. That is a nice. I can't lie, man. That is rocking it. That is really rocking it. Hey, y'all, I'm sitting here kicking it now with your man, Bobby London. We're going to go and open this phone line up, man. I know who I got on the phone line. Let me see who it is, who I think it is. Who we got on the line?
Ebony Slater.
I knew it. What's going on?
What's up?
What's the biz? What is the biz, man? I told Bobby, man, I can't lie. I really love y'all chemistry on that joint. Tell me, y'all got some more stuff on that album together.
What?
Oh, it went quiet. I heard crickets. What happened?
Bobby.
It was just a miraculous type thing. It was, you know, everything was perfect timing. You know,
yeah.
I had already had wrote and designed the song basically. The parts, you know, where we had Ebony in, you know, I had told JP, I was like, man, the thing is, it's kind of like mission. I need that voice. It's a voice I need. You know, I'm even saying it in the song. And, you know, Ebony had found me, you know what I'm saying, just surfing, and it worked. You know, we sat down, chopped it up, and you know, I told her, I was like, come on, I need you. And she was like, okay.
Hey.
She stepped in, and it was just like Cinderella. She fit the glass slippers perfect.
Hey, and I swear to you, man, it did, because, I mean, the chemistry for the whole deal, man, was real good for me, man. I mean, you know, like I said, when I listened to it, I mean, just that, I mean, the whole break, and I can't explain, you know what I'm saying? That key sweating vocal tight, you know what I'm saying? Key sweating had that part, you don't know what in the world he said, but it's cool as all hell. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it went. I can't explain, like, man, like, come on. I mean, that was it, man. I listened to it quite a few times, girl, before I played.
Man.
Like, man, hey, I tell everybody, if you make it to my phone, that means I love your song. Now, because I got your CD, don't mean I love your song. I can get anybody's CD. I have everybody's CD. People give me CDs everywhere I go. But if you make it to my phone, which is on my hip everywhere I go, oh, trust me, it's in my phone. You know what I'm saying?
In the dark.
You know what I'm saying? It is, man, I mean, I love
it.
I mean,
put TL on the song.
Hey, I'm on the next one.
Yeah.
In the dark. Hey, I'm not going to sound like that. Y'all going to have to put some auto-tune on my vote, man.
All right.
I swear, man, because, I mean, there's a production in it, man. When you listen to it, man, I mean, it's just, it's so much happening in the song. It is so much. And,
right.
you know, being a producer, the way I listen to any song is I construct it from the track up. I construct
right.
from the track up. That's it, you know. So now go for the track. You know, hey, how's that track? You know, is this composed, you know, like a real live concerto? You know, now, how they coming off on it? You know, how they coming off? Now, if they come off as good, what are they saying? And that is exactly how I go. You know, and when I'm listening, it's so many things happening in that track. It's like, oh, no. You know, it's like sounds that people haven't really been using since like the late 80s, early 80s, you hearing in there, like that old acid sound, that old
right.
acid house dance sound. Nobody's really using that. I think probably the last people to use it was Devontae. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, it is real good. It's real good, man. I dug it. I dug it. I really dug it, man.
Right. And see, that's what we're trying to do. You know, like I said, once again, we're just, you know, once upon a time, those sounds and everything, when they was in the right people's hands, you know, they was able to get across to people, you know, and there was mood setters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what we try to put within. It's one of our recipes within, you know, each one of our tracks, you know. We want to have that feel good in there somewhere.
Right. And I mean, successfully, man. I'm definitely going to have to talk to the producer. I'm definitely, what you said, Double JP.
Yes, sir.
I'm definitely, man. I gotta give my man his high fives, man. You know, y'all get y'all just dudes as well. You know, but
man.
My man got down, man. So I definitely gotta send a shout out, man, show some love at my man. And like I said, I am really looking forward to the album because again, you know, production wise, you know, you always look for, you know, artists or that song or that producer to make you say, damn, it's time for me to get to work. You know, and
right.
I don't find a lot of people to send me in there. You know, me and Ebony been texting all week, and she know what I've been high on. You know, I'm knocking out a wall, you know, building out the this video booth, you know, to the studio. But all the while I'm doing that, you know, I'm making a list of cats, you know, Like, man, yeah, I got
right.
to get in there. I got to knock out a joint like this because my man got down on that joint.
You know, when you have somebody to send you to the studio, and I think music was built on having those type of competitions. You know, and it ain't a disrespectful type deal. It's just a man. My man make me want to be better. You know, and you love that. You love that, and that was one of the things I think I grew to love about music. Now, as far as yourself and competition, you know, just sake of argument, anybody out there you really would love to see your music being compared against?
Right.
Man, just say everybody. Don't be trying to get no soundbite and start no internet beast.
Right.
He's trying to start some internet beast, man. I know what he on. No, man.
We want to really bring everybody together, man, for real.
Yeah.
Well, everybody has their certain craft and everything. It's just a matter of fact of what kind of influences, you know, you're just as strong or as weak as the people you surround yourself with, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just trying to link everybody in the right places, put all the pieces in the right parts for the puzzle, you know, to get the big picture.
And I mean, hey, that's the only way to be successful. A lot of people like to create a lot of brick walls around them. And when they start crying for help, everybody hear because all those brick walls around them.
Exactly.
So if you actually have people around you, you know, strong people, when you having your bad day, they can take the wheel. That's why when people go to drive cross country, what's the first thing they do? Hey, come ride with me. It ain't because they need company. It's for when they get sleepy.
Man,
you got to drive some now, homie.
Right.
Why you think I helped you pay them tickets off to get your license right? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No diss out, man. No doubt, man. Now, video, man. I know when I spoke to you, was working on the video, man. How's that coming along?
Well, the video, we actually had filmed it. There was certain things that, you know, like myself as an artist, I'm really trying to make sure that it comes off. You know, this is like one of my first, like, little projects right here to release, like, visual. So there's a lot more that comes along with Bobby London besides just, like, the good music. You know, it's also, once again, like I'm saying, the visual. You know, I'm not, like, the greatest dancer or anything, but, you know, I do bring that along with my presentation, my display. So there's certain things that we're kind of, like, going in. We're wanting to make sure it's just right there because later on down the line, you know, all these things are going to link up. You know, you're going to see, we're going to open the doors to other great, you know, superheroes here in the valley. You know, it's a lot of us kings and queens down here, man, that, you know, we're just not catching the right break, you know. And, I mean, it's, you know, and we're just trying to shine that light on them, you know, if that means getting out there and being the workhorse ourselves. So,
right.
You know, so as for, like, the specific times and stuff for this video and everything, like I said, the thing is we're gonna keep things out there so people can, you know, keep their faith on us. Like, all right, you know, they said a video coming, but they got this going right now. You know, they said, you know, the video's coming, but now, you know, we're seeing this new artist, you know. We want to keep everybody kind of, like, at least looking this direction because, like I said, you know, a lot of cats get in and they rush their product, you know, they rush their craft, and this is something where we're really not trying to do that, you know, but at the same time, we're not going to procrastinate and wait too long either. So we're definitely pushing, like, before the break of fall, you know, everything is going to be there. The 21st of this month, the release of the album Supernova HD shall be there, and online stores everywhere. Like I said, just follow the yellow brick road.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Now, as far as the album, are you releasing this yourself or are you in conjunction with the group?
Basically, we're all doing this as entrepreneurs. We're all doing this on our own. You know, everything that all the resources that, you know, I've gathered up, you know, from, you know, building our website, to even creating the music, to finding the distribution and everything, you know, these are things that we had to sit out and be our own businessmen and women about. You know, it's just a matter of fact of us all just really just going off of good, you know, trust and handshake and hug or whatever to be like, all right, we're a unit, let's move together. You know, this isn't just the Bobby London moves, you know, this is everybody, you know.
Right, right.
So that's kind of like, you know, the direction we're going with this.
Man, I like that. You know, when you talking to the artists who are part of packaging, you know, and marketing their own product, man, I always love hearing that because so many times, you know, things get you know, set in the hands of somebody that's along for a few dollars to where now everything that you had invested in, you know, when I say invested, you know, I'm not talking monetarily. I'm talking about your time, you know, your soul, your craft. Everything you have invested in that ends up getting lost because this person now is taking this project another way other than where you were trying to take it, you know, and I always love to hear the artist being a part of actually getting it out there, marketing it. You know, when you're talking about creating your product, when you're talking about representing your product, nobody knows better than you how to present you and how you want to be perceived. You know, so now with that being said, when it came time to consider putting a project, you know, did you have any of those fears? Was that the reason you chose to put it out yourself, or was it just I just want to do my own label type deal?
Nah, well, to be honest about it, I didn't even feel in my mind that I could create anything such like a label or, you know, anything like that, you know, because for so long, you know, when I first developed an interest in music, doing my research in labels and management and, you know, accountants and just, you know, the branch of the pyramid continues, you know.
Right.
It became something where I was like, man, I don't know if I can do that, you know. So
right.
I just built my resources by, you know, after a period of time, I just realized that I was just doing the music because I loved it. You know, I wasn't, you know, I didn't record and then go out and be like, hey, look, I'm here to come out with this song or whatever. No, I was just doing it because I loved it, you know, and I liked, you know, to listen to it because what was in my head was now in 3D for me now, you know, and I was able to feel it. So after a while, you know, these songs and stuff just started building up, and, you know, I'm sitting back with, you know, JP, and we're watching other artists he was working with come and go, and finally, you know, it just got down to us, and we was like, well, shoot, let's do it, you know.
Yep.
And that's basically how it began, and it seemed like ever since then, it was like everything else just started opening, you know, either we was led in the right directions to people, or people were led to us, so.
Right, and you know what they call that, man, they call that timing, baby. Everything is predestined and put at a certain time spot, and it won't go anywhere until you get to that spot where you're supposed to be for it all to happen. So that's real good that you said you didn't try to rush it. It wasn't a, you know, hey, man, I want to be rich. Let's get in the studio. Let's make some music. We're going to try to make some money. We don't know what the hell we're doing, but we hope we make some money, you know. It's real good. It's real good to not hear that, you know, because, I mean, in this business, man, it is so – it's so easy to lose yourself. It's so easy to lose yourself, you know, if you're not sitting back watching and not sitting back looking, you know, and you've got to be very, very vigilant, you know. Like
see,
you said, you
that's one of the things, right, and that's like one of the main things that, like, when it comes down to, like, the fear that you mentioned, that was the only fear that I had, you know, because I know for a fact it's almost like a suction reaction, like when you step into that black hole of the industry, is going to suck you in. And if you don't go in prepared, already knowing who you are, you will get lost in it, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before anything else, you know, I'm a man, I'm a child of God, I'm also somebody's son, you know, brother, and I can't let, you know, this energy of, like, wanting to be successful or whatever in my music take me away from that, you know.
Right.
So, you know, that's something you also, if I could tell any artist out here that's, you know, wanting to do it, whether you're an artist or you're a producer or whatever, like, never forget who you are, you know, yep. The good and the bad.
Yep. I swear I love that.
Now, hey, you guys, JP is going to join us in a second.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. JP. I told him to call in.
There you go. I want my joint produced right now, baby. I'm finna make in the daytime. That's finna be mine. I ain't trying to steal off yours, man. Mine call in the daytime, man. So I ain't ripping. I ain't ripping, man.
It's all good.
That's what mine call. I don't want to make sure y'all know. I want to make sure y'all know. You know what I'm saying? You call in the daytime. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it already sound nice.
It might sound a little bit like y'all, but I just want y'all to know the words is different.
That's it.
Hey, what they say, flattery. What they say, imitation is what they say, imitation is a great part of flattery or something like that. Man.
Right.
That's it right there. That is it, man. But yeah, man. I honestly cannot wait to hear the rest, man. I mean, vocal wise, man. I mean, yeah. You have some very very strong pipes, man. So I like that, and I really like the stray away from everybody else, because I mean, you can listen to a lot of songs and you hear where a cat is like, man, oh man, Chris Brown is hot. If I can make this song and sound like Chris Brown, maybe they might think I'm Chris Brown and buy it. You know,
right.
And you hear, you know, I mean, honestly, when I get music submitted, man, you can tell, you know, like, oh, geez, okay, I think I passed. You know,
let me
hurry up and send back that thank you for coming, but we're close. Let me hurry up and send back that message. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it to yourself. Let me save you from yourself. You know, but When you had that cat, man, that sound like, man, who can I compare him to? No. Well, how about if I, like, okay, I like that. That's called unique. You know. So you always want that, man. It's great to be different, man. Hold on, I think we got on the line right now.
All
right. Rick Grind, TL, who we got on the line?
This is Double JP, man, the producer.
Double JP, you don't see me right now, bro, but I'm doing the wave to you, man. I'm doing the wave. Right. You can't see it, but just know I'm doing the wave right now, man.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
What's going on with you, bro?
Doing good, man. Blessed every day.
Doing good, man. You must ain't heard what I heard, bro. You doing damn good. It's a big difference. Doing good is my man that scratched off $5. Doing damn good is my man that had to send the ticket in to the lottery commission. That's a big difference.
I feel you.
Hey, all man, right. That was a real good word, man. I told him, man, I definitely had to take my hat off to you, man. I really love the sounds. I love all of the happenings going on in that track, man. So I'm looking so forward to hearing the rest of the project, man.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. We don't do nothing but try to make good music and continue making good music, man.
Yeah.
So that's what we're all about.
Hey, that's it right there, man. I mean, you are successful in your endeavors. I will tell you that. I already told you we're going to start working on this joint now called In the Daytime. I don't want them to think it's a rip in their joint. It's going to sound like theirs. It's going to sound like theirs, but it ain't theirs because it's called In the Daytime.
In the daytime.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want them trying to, you know what I'm saying, all up in my face. I'm out and jacked them and all that. I ain't even jacked you. Yours called In the Dark. Mine called In the Daytime. It's a
in
big
the
difference,
daytime.
Man. That's right.
That's pretty good right there.
There you go. He likes it too.
That's right.
You gonna have to get somebody to stand in for me like they did Milli Vanilli and Paula Abdul. You know what I'm saying? But it's gonna be cold.
All right. Oh, that's funny.
Right, right. They
so did, hey, and so did Paula Abdul. Hey, Paula was smart. Paula kept her mouth closed. She ain't trying to see you live at the newscast. She said, that is preposterous. That is preposterous.
She had all the looks, man. So that did everything. You know what I mean?
No yeah. brainer, man.
All right. All right.
Them cats said, we did say it. Listen, you know. Oh, flag on the play. Take them awards back and just smack them both. That's it, man. Man, that is deep. Man, as far as production, how many artists are you working with now?
Right now, I only have pretty much like three artists that I work with, and that's Ebony Slater, which is on here now, Bobby London, and I got a rapper named Quit Money that I work with, and he really transformed his way, his style, so he's more like a storyteller type rapper now.
Yeah.
And he's really good, you know, really good at what he does. So,
well,
y'all be on the lookout for him.
Shay, they're going to be on the lookout. I hope we get the joint first. I hope we like on that list, man.
Most definitely, man.
Hey, that is it right there, man, because, I mean, right now, I can't lie. You got a good camp there, man, because, I mean, Ebony is hot, man. Bobby is hot, man, so no doubt. Quick Money is gonna be hot, man. So you got a real hot hand, man. So.
It's explosive, man. Y'all love In the Dark. Y'all gonna love all the other stuff, pretty much.
Hey, man, I told you, man. I need my sneak preview, man. Y'all playing
In the daytime, right?
I need, man. I want to hear what else is on there. You know what I'm saying? I just got to make sure y'all ain't got In the Daytime on there trying to jack in.
You got to make sure first.
Yeah, so, dedication to you if we do that.
That's all it. Right. That's it. In the daytime, that's how mine go, man. It's cold, man. Y'all, boy, y'all better ask somebody.
All right.
You know they say I sound like Luther Vandross a little bit, like if you underwater and you can't hear me from far away, they say I sound just like him, man. Hey, production-wise, man, who are some of the producers, man, that push you out there, though?
Man, I look up to the greats like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and you know, just producers like that. You know, I learned over the years just by listening to their production. And you know, as far as hip hop go, you know, I could throw in a little Timbaland and Neptune like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I look to the producers that was doing it for, like Bobby Brown and them, like, you know, Babyface and L.A. Reid and them. They did the real R&B stuff, man.
Yeah.
And we realize that people today is kind of missing that whole era again.
Right.
And we trying to bring it back, you know. We trying to put that good music back in their ear, you know.
Right.
So they could just be like, oh, man, you know, this sounds like something I used to listen to back in the day, you know, or something like that. So that's how we feel, man. We try to bring that good music back, man.
And, I mean, that's a good deal, man, because, I mean, I was checking out an interview with Tyrese, you know, and he was pretty much saying the same thing. Because, you know, like when you're thinking about, you know, music, you know, it was said once by Berry Gordy, that music basically is a time vessel to transport you back to a time and point, you know, and we all know, like, what certain songs, you know, catapult us to, you know, like, man, oh, man, I remember when I first heard this. Man, I had just got the woo, 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 you know. But now, you know, we're losing that because we really don't have those songs now. We really don't have those songs, you know, and anybody want to record and play it back, go ahead and play it back to my man. I make 50, 60 songs to destroy my man anyway. But when I listen to a Soulja Boy joint, I can't think of, you know, like, you know, 20, 30 years from now, will I be able to say, oh, man, I remember when that first came out, man, I had just got the car, man. I had just when it got, I don't see me saying that, you know, like you would with a Big Papa, man. When I first time I heard Big Papa, man, I had bought, just got the little tape, had just got the Regal, man, when it got these I-Rock rims on it, man. You know,
right.
I remember exactly, you know, when I first heard that song, man. I'm playing it on the radio, and it's like, man, beeline to the record store, man. Hey, let me get that tape. We had the maxi singles then, you know. Let me get that single.
And you know, and it's crazy because the album, which is titled Supernova, and the actual song Supernova, there's a part where I say, sound waves reactivate my brain and rejuvenate my mind. And that's basically what you're explaining right there. You know, like what I'm saying is like this energy, like we some kind of way music faded off. The good,
right.
You know, like back in the 80s, you know, they called it out to the world that we are the world. They were speaking for us, you know, because we were the ones that's supposed to carry the torch, you know. But it went out somewhere, you know, along the way. And, you know, we're going back to get that. And that's exactly what that is, what you're explaining there. It's rejuvenating our minds.
Yep.
Another thing is, it's just people nowadays is not making anything timeless, man. You know, we look forward to, like, making timeless material to where, like you said, you want to hear this from 30 or 40 years from now and be like, man, I remember when this came out, I was doing this at the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we want to make this timeless material, this stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
it's the difference in living forever, you know, when you think of Elvis Presley is forever. You think of Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is forever. Tupac, Biggie, forever.
Right.
You know, because of the music they left us, the body of work they left us. You know, Luther Vandross. You know, the body of work they left us. You know, it's like, man, you know, when you listen, you know, it's like, oh man, you know, go back to being a kid. You know, man, I had the shell toes on for this. You know, you can go back there, and it is timeless because you can sit there and you can play it, you know, no matter what the occasion is. People still going to react the same way they did when you were a kid playing that. You know, when I'm listening to some Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I bang, bang Earth, Wind, and Fire, I ain't never seen nobody just look at you like, what the hell is that? You know,
right.
People like, oh, everybody moving, biting that lip, rocking that head. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got that move. You got that feeling. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, as artists, man, as producers, man, we really need to be more in tune with trying for that. Who was it? It was Maurice White. Maurice White once said he never set out to make a million and one hits. He said he set out to make music that people would never forget.
Right.
He didn't care if it was a hit or not. He just didn't want them to ever forget that song.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
yeah.
Please, man, come on. You will never forget Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You won't. Earth, Wind, and Fire are legends, man. They are legends. And they mean, they on top of the game, you know. Even today, they even making new music that still sounds really, really good, you know.
Still sound real good. And you know what it is? Hey. It's because of the music behind it, man. When you start talking about artists and bands, when you start, remember what I said? I said you got so much going on in the track. When you listen to an Earth, Wind, and Fire joint, they got so much, I mean, the brass section, man. I mean, they got everything going on in the song. For you to just sit back and listen, like, what the hell they don't have? Hold on.
Right.
Oh, they ain't got, oh, yes, they do.
Real music, man. Real music.
Man,
yes. I mean, because, you know, nowadays, you know, they make it easy for you to do stuff now, you know.
Right.
Like, they got programs like Fruity Loops and Reasons and stuff like that, so where they automatically program that stuff in there. So, you know, them guys right there, they play from the dome, you know, from their head, you know, and they actually play real music, real instruments. So that's why it sounds so great, man.
And they was recording on two tracks. Remember, they was recording on two tracks. Miss, you couldn't get it wrong. You couldn't mess up.
you had to start all over. You had to start over from scratch. It's like you couldn't stop right there and cut this part right there. You start that thing over.
They had no splice. They had no punching in. It was nothing of the sort. You messed up. Man, that's why they was finding them, man. I mean, like, you check out, like, some of the old books or you check out some of the old movies, you know, they start going to some fines, you know, $20 if you late, $15 if you miss a
truck. All right.
You got not playing, man. You did what? Hold on, play that back. Oh, yeah, he messed. We got to record it over, y'all, because dude messed up.
All right. Yeah, man. That's how it was back then, man. You know,
when them cats said they had 17-hour sessions, they did that, man. It wasn't 3 hours, 4 hours that day. Man, it was 17 hours, man. It was in there, man. Get down, man.
Probably just one song, too. You know what I mean? It was like that one exact song, you know.
song. And they could not mess it up, man. It is not about to happen. You will not mess up on this song. Hey, here y'all go. We finna call Death Row Rules on this hill. If my man mess up, he get a head to toe two match beat.
But the brain got the facts on you.
I'll tell you right now, they finna put Death Row Rules on the cat, man. We are not starting this song over. We will finish this song, or somebody is getting knocked out. Now make a choice. And we gonna wake you up, and we still gonna record the song.
Right. My office hours were from when?
You're not gonna quit yet. We gonna still record it.
I'm gonna tell you right now, man. Big Red. Hey, somebody gonna hold that fool out the window till he learn how to record.
Yeah. 5 RP. That's a classic movie.
They just messed him up and everything. His little perm fell all over
his place. Man, his perm was messed up, man. But he put that perm back in order, baby. You got to look good. You got to look good when you threaten the cat, man. Let me fix my perm. Now, what are my office hours?
That is hilarious. That is too funny, bro.
Hey, let me play a couple of songs, man, and I'm going to come back. All right, y'all stay right there. All
right, now.
Do this right now. Let me know. I got what you need, yo. It ain't up in the trench coat. I got a lot of seats, yo. Throwing C-notes, seeing dead people. I am never scared, never scared. That's my C-yo. Everyone's a weatherman. They say they make it rain. Dollars on the floor, but yet still I see no change. So that's what I'ma make. I'm a my Obama. Shout out to my haters. That's that word to your mama. Hey, girl. I'm all about the play, girl. But if you let me, I can let you have your way, girl. Okay, girl. I forgot to get your name, girl. See, I got a swagger that'll make you wanna change everything about you, including your last name. The mother fella's messing up your hair with all the rain. Lonely at the top, so baby, join me on the chain. Up the space of spade and you can get
and they thumping. Yes, I'm a warrior. Secrets in Victoria. Counting all my money up. Man, it's life and glory. Thinking there'd be more of us. Seems so heavy in the clean box Chevy. Honey, folks looking ready. Got my mini and my petty. Pretty hair, pretty feet. Preaching to all you cats. Patrick Henry, no retreat. Aces in my glass. Haters about to smash. Blaming on the alcohol. You hating on my cash. And my money coming plastic. Wrapped up in both. Bring it in by the box. I'm a tenderoni. She's on macaroni. Rolling my two eyes because the other chick is phony. Got a pink and red whip. I call that Jane Baloney. And I'm rolling on my sticky icky and I'm blowing on.
Yeah. Hey world, it's your girl Jay Silva, and you're checking out my single, Call Me By My Name, on Lawless Radio. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio.
Double L salute. events. I let you mess with gorillas, gorillas. Stuck to the fitness or blemish, the fitness of
real. I'm real, man, I'm soldier to the zone. Kinda like Thor was a tank of the clone. Down to for real, no, I'm original, that's why we came. Cause I need critical, never, not ever will I body seller. Damn for life, we all is forever. Brothers by choice, remain in impervious. Praise that God's leg, ain't got those you deserve in this league. I'm simply phenomenal, getting a domino. You know that I'm a fool, I made. Strip on the street, strip on the cats that be packing that heat. And I grind, cause nothing is worthless. I hate all of that lying and crying. I crying while people are dying. How many deaths do you have to pick up while your neighbors are suffering? Enough is enough. I speak for them cats that lock that cast that's knocked down. That's why I got down. Giving them something that people can feel. Not breaking out bullshit cause I got a meal. Speaking for poverty, speaking for pain. Speaking for people that's going insane. Speaking for people that no longer stress. The stuff in this world, cause this world is all left. That is why we pay. Salute, what do you do?
I'm grown now, she ain't got nothing on me. I'm the baddest girl I've seen this time.
This is Damo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Damo ENT, and I'm out.
Damo, thanks for the drop. Thanks for the drop. My people out there, y'all trying to get drops to us, man. All you got to do is send them to me, man. Music@lawlessradio.com, man. Get me your drop. Support your local come up, man. Y'all want to follow us, man? Hit Twitter. You can follow me, the chairman. That is at the chairman, TL. You can also follow me at I am BA Crazy. You can follow Catrice from Raw Deal. That is at Raw Deal Catrice. That's C A T R E S E. You can also follow Nikki Outlaw from the new Keeping It Real, which debuted last night. Follow Nikki Outlaw. That is at Nikki 2K's Outlaw. You can also follow Lawless Radio. That is at Lawless Radio. Hey, artists out there trying to get their music to us, y'all know how to do it, man. Go to lawlessradio.com. Click on the contact button. Follow the directions there on how to get music. Please do not send us any links. We do not download music. You want us to play your music? MP3 format, preferably get it to us. Make sure it is broadcast quality. Follow the directions there, all right? Make sure that y'all do that. Follow directions there, and you will get played. A lot of people ask why we don't download music, because you shouldn't be in the habit of sending people links and telling them to do with your music as they want to do with your music. You need to know who's using your music, what purpose they're using it for. If you want to find out the music that we're playing here, simply follow us on Twitter. This is to let you know exactly how your music is being used, and you should demand that out of anybody that is using your music. On the show, we got Bobby London. I almost thought I lost you there. We got Bobby London, Ebony Slater. Hey, hold on. Do I still got everybody here?
Yeah,
we still here, hanging strong, man. I'm over here, man, feeling the groove, listening to this good thunder and lightning, man. You know, when it's thunder and lightning like this, man, this is that sleek good weather, man. And all I mean, it's doing it out here, man. I am not kidding. It is doing it out here, man. But we were able to stay with y'all, man. When the show started, we was getting all these power flickers. Still been getting it, but we have not gone in the dark, so that is a good thing.
That is a good thing, man.
See, God loved me, man. He loved me, man. You know, I talk to him on a regular basis. You know, he called me by my actual government name, and I don't give him no drama about it, because he got that right. You know, he good like that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but man, hey, kicking it with y'all, man. I want to say, you know, straight off everything, man. I really love, you know, how humble you guys are. I do love the focus, man, and it's nothing like seeing artists, you know, with a production team, because I mean that's what y'all are, a production team, man, that is focused, you know, on, you know, getting it out there, man, and have an idea of what they want to present, man. When you said, man, we want to bring good music. You know exactly how you want to bring that good music about, and then you also know what good music is. You know, and exactly. It's a difference. And, hey, I'm finna go in the kitchen, man, and I'm finna whip something up, and you don't know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? You already know what to expect when that person come out the kitchen. Hey, can we just go up the street and get some McDonald's? This is how we going to do it. I already knew you couldn't cook when you went in there, but you know, hey, I'm pulling for you. Go ahead, man. Go in there. Hook it up. Hey, everybody, y'all got handy up, man. I'm eating off the dollar menu. What y'all got? You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Hey, that's it, man. Hey, but besides the album, man, what else can we expect out of y'all, man? I know you were saying the website. What are you doing in terms of the website? Is this the company site or is this your personal site?
Well, the website is www.sunbecold, that's sunbecold.com. And right now, you know, I'm the featured on this website, but as you will continue to follow it, you'll see, like, you know, Ebony on there, you'll see, like, everything else that's coming, you know, from basically, you know, this unit here. You know, you'll see Quick Money, you'll see Newfound Photos, you know, Sedilic Film, and, you know, the list goes on. But that's the start point right there with the website.
Hey, you make sure you put the website on the fan page, man, so I can blast it out. You know, I do a blast every Sunday, man, and I blast that out, man, and get your people drummed up, man. You know, I mean, you know, when we said support your local come up, man, that's what the whole premise of Lawless is, man. We looking, you know, for people that are putting focus behind themselves, you know, and really do it. And whatever resources we have to throw at a person to help them, man, we are all for it, man. We are all for it, man. So I really love, you know, the union. I love the union and the way you guys are trying to do it. And gal, Miss Busy, and gal. Gotta throw that out. But I really love the way y'all are focused on doing it, man. And again, you know, the product. I love what I heard so far, and look so forward to the rest of it. And I mean, I'm talking, get me my sneak preview.
Man, you're gonna get it soon, brother. I promise you will. You're gonna get it soon.
Hey, that's it right there, man. And you know the attorneys on stay down. So if I hear anything that sound like in the daytime, it's
in
going
the daytime,
down.
Right.
No. It better not be called in the afternoon, doggone it. That's it right there. Hey, man, y'all got anybody y'all want to send the shout out to, man?
Oh, man. Double JP, well, give a shout-out to give a shout-out to my old artist, Marcus Day, man. He actually got into some trouble, man, so praying that he get out. And my boys down in Florida, Courtney with the clothing line that they have, off the Eagle, give a shout-out to all of them. And my boys up in Norway, for Hard Bite, and them, they my overseas connection. I give a shout out to them, and of course my family. That's pretty much it. My camp and my family, pretty much.
Hey, there you go. Hey, yeah. Who you want to give a shout out to, Bobby?
Man, my shout out to our camp is basically, man, we're on the 20-yard line. We ain't got time to celebrate right now, but to everybody that's in the crowd, that's reading us on, love you. You know what I'm saying? That goes to everybody. That's our family. You know, everybody's like just following us, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, on the radio stations, whatever it may be. Like, we're, you know, thank you. You know, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for y'all. Other than that, like I said, the camp. You know, we still on the field together. So you know, we thank each other every day.
Hey, there you go, yeah. Man. Everybody. So we passing out our back slaps while we on the field.
Right.
Hey, Ebony, who you want to send a shout out to?
The camp, my friends, my family, my supporters, Germany, Rome, Sydney, Australia, the United Kingdom, showing me a lot of love right now. All the independent stations, FM, everybody for rocking with us, man. We appreciate it.
That's it right there. Right. That is it. Hey, man, y'all better not be no strangers, man. I know I ain't got to tell Ebony. Ebony gonna shoot. Ebony shoot you. Hey, Ebony will shoot you a text to let you know, hey, I'm on the show.
She gave me the date.
She, hey, we on the show the 7th. We on the show the 15th. You know, she done already sent out her texts, man. It's locked in. Matter of fact, she said she wants it. I'm gonna be on the whole show. I ain't gonna just pop in. I'm on the whole show. Like, whoa. Right. I got a co-host.
Yes, and don't forget, I'll be back on the 22nd for my pre-birthday
for that pre-birthday party. Y'all make sure y'all tune in.
Yeah.
We pre-birthday celebrating his baby. That's
and I'll
it,
be
man.
Announcing next week the links for the magazine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at this, man. I mean, y'all see how busy she's staying
there? Oh, and also be on the look for the In the Dark video, too. That's coming soon.
Yes.
So,
hey,
yeah.
Definitely. Hey, shoot that up. You know we do have a section on the radio station website, man, for videos.
All right.
So shoot that, man, and let me get it up there, man, and get it. Because, I mean, know, like I say, it do kind of sound like in the daytime a little bit, but I'm gonna give y'all a. I'm gonna give y'all some credit. I'm gonna give y'all some credit and push it for y'all. I like y'all a little bit more than mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give y'all credit on that right there. You know what I'm saying? But I do want y'all to know it do remind me a little bit. In the daytime, I ain't gonna trip though. I ain't gonna go there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna go there. But I'm just saying. You know when I listen, I mean in the dark, in the daytime. Don't you kind of, you know what I'm saying? I feel like some copyright infringements going on around here. Hey, man. Y'all get it to me, man. Y'all make sure y'all stay in touch, man. I want the rest of the album, man. Thank y'all for hanging out with me, all right?
Man, thank you for having us, brother.
Thank you. Hey, man, no doubt. Continued success, all right?
Hey,
yes, you are. Yes, you are. Hey, y'all. Y'all want to make sure that y'all go and show some love to my man, Bobby. He is at Bobby Here Now. So y'all make sure y'all go follow him, man. Find out what they got going on, man. I'm going to be back, man, after a few songs. All right, y'all? All right.
Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Wanna see your body, do that move. Off in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body, do that move. Off in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Body, Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at your baby. Come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You lookin' good in the mother. Come and pop bottles of the rose with me. Let the sicker than the beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor, got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position. Say the kiss of your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces. Climax, won't be changing spaces. Bottles of aces. Run it down your body so I lick and taste it. She folks in different places. In the Bentley, it's her favorite. I got to offer for anything, cause we the perfect team. She off the record. Let's just matter. But the f*** get better when it's always worth it. She's super soaky. Fuck all the chatter. Ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body. Do that move. Up in the mirror. Do what you do. Wanna see your body. Do that move. Up in the mirror. Do what you do. Do your thing. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Put the Phantom in pause to the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some. Don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to sit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding off vitamin sex so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right in back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do your thing, I'm gone. Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body. Do that move. Up in the mirror. Do what you do. Wanna see your body. Do that move. Up in the mirror. Do what you do. Do your thing. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Mr. Five Star Hotel, Five Star Dinner as well. Let's
can see the Eiffel Tower. Excuse Eiffel power. Gold trim all around the bathtub and shower. Got killers making drops on top of every hour. All for the money or the love of power. But I can move the diesel and a tub of powder. So I got to drink Billy Mays, motherfucker. I got OxyClean.
Trust and know the chairman does.
that is going to do it for the show. Remember, Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we have been granted the broadcasting rights to be a part of this show Wednesday nights, to be a part of Raw Deal tomorrow night with Catrice, to be a part of Keeping It Real Tuesdays with Nikki Outlaw. Simply go to lawlessradio.com, click on the contact button, and follow the directions there. Make sure y'all follow us at Lawless Radio and at Lawless ENT to find out the music that has been played here. That is going to do it for the Chairman TL. The Lawless World Order is in full effect. And you know it.
Another girl once asked me, what's it take to get to the top? I said, for you, school, God first, your family, being so magnetic. And I don't think I would have said any different, man. Seriously.
I feel you.
But you gotta get up and go, baby. It ain't gonna get handed to you. You gotta go out and get yours and just let it all unfurl. Like, it's hard days. It's gonna be rough nights. You gotta just get up and go. Like, for me, it's like hard days and hard nights. Sometimes I wanna die, but there ain't one day I won't suck it up and try. Cause there ain't one day I won't look up to the sky. Cause I'ma pray every day, even after I die. And after I die, they gon' still hear my words. And then maybe get the reason why I put my music first. Cause it ain't about the money and then moving to the birds. This is all about one way, try to get hurt. Then listen to my mama and then listen to my father. Saying, say FDSP in the music biz, don't bother. You tell me what to do, it goes in where it out the other. Then you 21, you pushing rocks like man collar. My, you 21, you taking care of a G. And I ain't got no other brother, so obviously it was me. And then I had a little sister. So seen the very next night, Aaliyah, you're the only girl that I would die for twice. So I write and die.
Smile like you mean it.
Oh, I smile like I mean it, girl, because I do. Hey, y'all, I feel you one way, because like last night, right, I tucked my baby and I gave her a kiss, told her I loved her. She went to sleep and I just started talking to her. I was like, sometimes I be feeling like this life and this rap shit. Sometimes I wanna give it up, like I don't wanna do it, like I don't wanna get it up. But then I look into your eyes and I feel the love, and like a virgin for life, shit, I never give it up. Even on the days that I can't stop hurting, I got you on my mind, so I can't stop working. Cause if I gave up, that'd be harder than to die trying. So I died trying to shine brighter than a fine diamond. Cause I was told that failure breeds failure. So to me, it's success, or I feel that I failed you. And if that's not motivation, I don't know what else is. Cause that's not living, it's more like what hell is. So I stay focused with a smile and I have it going. To all them naysayers, but I still keep on flowing. Cause I know that I was born to be different. So I say goodbye to the world they thought that I lived in. And I'ma just
smile like
I mean it, girl. And I'ma
let go.
And I'ma just let it all go. So girl,
this is what you want
as
to
the
do.
Kids say, just remember
one thing.
Say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in.
Say goodbye.
There ain't nothing to see out here, girl.
Nothing is.
You just told the world, all the kids in the world,
everybody.
Stand up for yours. It ain't easy.
It's not.
This isn't take over body.
Nobody ever take nothing from you. You do you.
Boy, DJ Tommy Real.
Tell the difference, girl.
So you get money, my nigga.
Stay up. Now, like you mean it, just.
We'll shine.
my letter to the man above. I know we don't talk much, shake hands or hug, but we've been on each other ever since I was born in Upper Michigan back in 84. Just a baby boy, double digits with the inches of snow. Me and my sister and my pops and my mom, but I was way too young to remember it all. Just the car seat and the trailblazer they drove. Then we started trailblazing the road outside of the shop, my new place where we made us a home. In the circle where we came home late after dark, watched the grown folks play spades on the cars. We would play every day in the yard, football with my neighbors round the corner. We the youngest in charge. Back then everybody rode a Huffy or Schwinn or a mongoose with the dice caps in the pants. We wore the shade.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little.
Take you back
something
to the day in fourth grade, my man named Robert Hicks. Used to play football every day as a kid. Used to dig rocks and tell me they was crystals. Told me they would give me the power to be invisible. And every day I carried them in my bag to school. Untouchable, challenging all the bully dudes. And to the day Robert did come back, they told me he died of practice, asthma attack. I was like, what? Just like that, we was just on the playground playing some tag. Now it's dreams of the big league, being a man, all buried in the woods, just rocks and sand. But what he gave me was confidence. No, I better get common sense. Taught me to fear no man, only fear God to sit. Gone but never forgot the thing, you know I got you, kid.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something. I thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something.
These are the moments that we live for, just to talk about so we can make more. So every day that you live, you're never getting old. You're just living to tell and share another story. Moments that we live for, just to talk about so we can make more. So every day that you live, you're never getting old. You're just living to tell and share another story.
How I started to flow, Petty taught me the ropes. JL believed, so he started recording. Started with a two-man group we called Swarming. Hit a couple open mics, started performing. But that didn't last, that was the one hit. Back by myself, but still focused. And since then, I tested my endurance and passed that exam 100%. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something.